Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci is here, too. Jim is a coming up on 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the Transition Management Advisors, which he started in 1995. The New Leadership Normal blog is his blog. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's our good friend, Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Good to have you back. And are we naming the new project? Are we calling it out and
yeah,
talking about it?
Our new computer system is called Constituent Hub.
Constituent.
And it's designed to help with the leadership of large organizational change. And that's why we use the word constituent. We imply that we're taking care of the people that are dealing with the change. And so that's what our system does. It automates that whole process. Something that we did on cocktail napkins and spreadsheets, we're now pulling together and turning it into the science it deserves to be. So
can somebody go there at constituenthub.com and find it?
Right now, constituenthub.com is just a sign up for more information later. We're going to hit the public closer to the end of this calendar year.
Okay,
we've got
good.
Two big companies that are using the system now, and we're getting our ducks in a row.
Well, so, I appreciate you giving us a tease because I like my audience to know that you know, as I've said many times before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. And my folks are always, our Brain Trust members, ladies and gentlemen, are always working on something new and exciting, and this is what brings us, and then they bring us these great ideas and topics when they talk to us. And I know this Constituent Hub has been kind of part of your skunk works for a year or two now, and so we're looking forward to hearing more about it later on.
Yeah, sometimes when you do complex things, it takes a while, but we're working hard at it, and we'll be out there soon.
Well, good for you. So, all right, one of the issues that we all have to deal with is priorities. What we wake up in the morning, come to work, and we have to decide, okay, where do I put my time? Where do I put my our staff's time? Where do we put our resources? Where do we, you know, do I buy a piece of equipment, or do I use that money for something else and borrow the money? How do I establish priorities? Do you see that as a big problem in management these days?
Well, Jim, it is. Obviously, as a leader, we have to be good at prioritizing ourselves. You know, there's a personal perspective about this. How do you handle your to-do list today? What I'm interested in from a leadership perspective, though, is how do our team members handle prioritization and handle the reality of our dynamic organization when things have to change? What happens to their priorities?
You
right?
You want to delegate prioritizing?
Yes. And
that's what it sounds like you said. Not just delegate a task, but delegate prioritizing.
Exactly. It's a development effort. So the biggest sign of a problem to me is when a staff member comes to me and says, "Okay, this new thing came up. Jim, redo my priorities for me.
Mm-hmm.
What has to go? What should I do?"
Oh.
That's a sign to me that we have a problem.
Oh, yeah. That means the employees are too dependent upon what I say.
And it's very subtle, Jim. The problem could be with me and how I articulate our strategy,
mm-hmm.
right? Big picture. It could be with them in their, you know, down to mental capacity, can they handle, you know, juggling multiple things, but also do they buy in, or is it a sign that they've got something going in their world that's causing them some stress, and
mm-hmm.
so that it's an indicator of that. Again, I can kick in as a leader at that point. It's a sign that we need to do something, we need to improve something. So that's what that's the way I look at priorities as a bellwether of what's happening, either in how well I'm doing as a leader or how well my staff person is doing. Because guess what? We have customers, and the world's going to change, and we have a deal we're working on to be done by Wednesday, and on Monday something gets thrown into the mix from somewhere else, and we have to be able to deal with it.
Well, but
if
now
I have to be involved in every one of those situations, it's a problem, right?
That's exactly right. But we do – this is not the same thing of where something big comes up in our week, like you just said, and it's normal, it's understandable for an employee, a key employee, to say, okay, boss, you gave me this as my marching orders. We agreed on Monday this is the major project I was going to get done or not. Now this other thing has come up. Help me decide where I should spend my time. I mean, I think that's probably depends on the level of the issue, right?
It depends on the gravity of the issue, but also the way you described it makes sense. You know, help me work through this. That's okay. It's the throw up my hands, oh, here we go again, my schedule's all messed up, and now you tell me what you want me to do. And now we become a order taker, right?
Right.
That's a problem. So it's maybe a sign of disengagement, frustration, or they just don't understand how we work around here. You know, they don't understand the priorities, the strategy, and how the strategy affects the priorities. You know, if our strategy calls for intense customer service, for example, some companies are about that. And so if I have to do one thing at a time and not deal with a new customer coming in, you know, that's not going to work out in that environment, that culture. So knowing that, looking for those signals is what prioritization and that issue around prioritization helps us do as leaders.
Right, exactly. And of course, this all comes back to the ability to delegate on my part, but also my ability to in delegating to tell them what their responsibilities are, but also give them some level of authority, right? What could we call it? Priority authority? Could we use that term?
There you go. We've just coined a term, priority authority.
What do you mean we? What's this we business, Jim? I need your website, Jim.
JimCantarucci.com. CANTERUCCI.
Check it out, folks. And you can find his book there. And all the other stuff that Jim does for his customers, his clients, which you might become one of. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that priority authority term that we just coined. Stay with me, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.